Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Evans. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Lamott. Batting eighth. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bullet Joe Bush. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Welch. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Poole. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bush moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. McManus reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wahlberg. McManus moves to third. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Dixon hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Dixon reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixon scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. There goes Hale. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Lamar. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Welch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Poole hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bagwell pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Bill Bagwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Stokes now pitching. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamott takes first base on ball 4. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lamott moves to third. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dykes. Lamott scores. Dixon moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Dixon moves to third. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dixon scores. Robertson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French pinch hits for Jimmy Dykes. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale bunts towards third. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. Lamar moves to third. It's 7-1, Browns. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bush, and towards Lamott, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Lamar scores. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-2, Browns. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Doc Gautreau now playing second base. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Gautreau applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Poole hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Galloway reaches second base with a double. Fred Hammock pinch hits for Art Stokes. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hammock strikes out. Two outs. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Stan Baumgartner now pitching. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lamott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Dixon bunts towards the mound. Baumgartner fields it and throws to first for the out. Lamott moves to second. One out. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, Browns. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Hale reaches second base with a double. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lamar hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a pop-up towards short. Lamott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 4 in the game. Sisler hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Welch. Williams reaches second base with a double. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Welch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Poole takes first base on ball 4. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Poole moves to second. Charlie Berry pinch hits for Stan Baumgartner. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doc Gautreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gautreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Gautreau strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.